Stacey Abrams, Illegal Migrants Should Get Cheap College Slots. By Neil Monroe on September 8, 2022. Ordinary Americans must give up lower-cost university and college slots to illegal migrants, says Stacey Abrams, the much-touted Democratic candidate for the Georgia governorship. My first belief is that if you finish high school, you should be able to attend any college to which you are qualified to attend, no matter what your documentation says, because we are growing the next generation of leaders, Abrams told an audience Wednesday at Valdosta State University. The civic distinction between American citizens and illegal migrants is an artificial impediment, said Abrams, echoing the progressive claims that Americans' homeland is actually a nation of immigrants. We got to have a clear and clean process for those who are coming and those who are here, said Abrams, who is strongly backed by Democrats nationwide. Abrams' pro-migrant speech was shared by the Republican National Committee. In numerous statements and reporters, progressives applaud the federal immigration policies which ensure that ordinary Americans lose jobs, homes, and careers throughout the United States to government-favored migrants. No matter which country their parents came from, children of immigrants are more likely than the children of the U.S. born to surpass their parents' incomes when they are adults, two pro-migration economic historians said in a June 1 article for Time.com. The nation's pro-migration policies provide businesses with a flood of extra workers, consumers, and renters. But the flood of migrants disadvantages many Americans. For example, GOP and Democratic legislators are trying to help hospital chains import nurses instead of spending money to train Americans for nursing jobs. Similarly, many migrants get affirmative action, even when they have no history of discrimination in the United States. That favoritism allows progressives in universities to offer valuable spots to non-white migrants over better qualified, but poorer native-born Americans. Affirmative action increases the numbers of Black and Hispanic students at many colleges and universities, the New York Times reported in 2017, which added. For example, the share of white freshmen at Rice University in Houston declined to 42% in 2015 from 87% in 1980. Meanwhile, the share of Asian students rose to 30% in 2015 from 3% in 1980. Business-backed GOP legislators in state governments often back the pro-migration policies urged by Abrams and other progressives. In January, for example, several GOP legislators in Georgia pushed a bill to allow help migrants get in-state tuition at state universities and colleges. The bills were blocked, partly because of opposition by D.A. King, founder of the Dustin Inman Society. Abrams told her September 7 audience that if illegal migrants finish high school here, if you live in this state, you should be able to pay in-state tuition at universities and colleges. Georgia is home to at least 400,000 illegal migrants and roughly 800,000 legal migrants, according to a 2020 estimate by a pro-migration group. Companies also ship in foreign workers, often illegally, to take low-wage, shorter-term jobs that would otherwise provide family wages to Georgians. In 2020, for example, then-GOP Representative Doug Collins stopped an illegal scheme to import Korean construction workers for a battery factory in Jackson County. Many illegal immigrants are skilled, work hard, and likely would be favored by employers who would otherwise have to pay higher wages to Americans. I am a welder, and I am looking for work here, Venezuelan refugee Adrian Medina told the New York Post in August. The donor-backed GOP, including the RNC, tends to support the pro-migration policies, and rarely post ads that spotlight the pocketbook damage of migration to ordinary Americans. The college displacement process backed by Abrams is far underway in the United Kingdom. On July 31, Breitbart News reported. All the white students had been lagging behind other ethnic groups in going to institutions of higher learning across the board for years. The 2020-21 academic year was the first time in history in which the native population also fell behind minorities in entering the very top schools. The report found that just 10.5% of white students entered top universities last year, compared to 10.7% of Black students, 13.4% of mixed-race students, 15.6% of Asian students, and a staggering 40.7% of Chinese students. In September 2021, Breitbart News reported from London. Since 2014, the number of white males being admitted into degree courses has fallen by 10% according to an analysis of UCAS figures conducted by The Mail on Sunday. In comparison, the number of Asian males admitted to universities has risen by 26% over the same time period, and 39% for Asian women. The figures further demonstrate the underlying failure of leftist concepts such as white privilege, which some academics have claimed serves to further disadvantage working-class whites, with boys suffering the most. Many polls show the public wants to welcome some immigration. But the polls also show deep and broad public opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs needed by young U.S. graduates. This third rail opposition is growing: anti-establishment, multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity that American citizens owe to one another.